Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting, glorious Saturday afternoon right here in Southern Arizona. You have tuned into the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 on AM 790 KNST. And whether you're one of those that likes to drive around town listening to us on the radio, maybe you're sitting at home in the comforts of your favorite chair, streaming on our website on themenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions worldwide that listens to us on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you are listening to my voice right now, fellow foodies, I am so glad you're here, and you're going to be so glad that you are with us today, because we are rolling out the red carpet for all of the tequila sophisticates across Southern Arizona. In fact, we are broadcasting now from the epicenter of the agave, the new Reforma, Cocina y Cantina, southeast corner of River and Campbell and St. Philip's Plaza. Now, listen, they don't open technically until tomorrow, so we're going to be giving you just kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the front of the house, the back of the house, and everything in between, and we're going to be breaking apart this tequila list that boasts more than 200 selections of tequilas and mezcals. You do not want to miss one beat. Now, there's a guy who hasn't missed one beat on the tequila trail ever since I had the good fortune of meeting him. He is our resident tequila sophisticate, former member of the Tucson City Council, my good friend Fred Rodstad is in the house.
Amen.
Jeez. Tequila.
Well, that's how I got through a lot of council meetings.
That's the secret. That's the
secret. Everyone has asked. Year after year, I'm telling you today, that was it. No, I walked in the door, and it was like, I love Disneyland, Matt.
Yeah.
It's like one of my happiest place on earth.
Right on.
I just found my new happiest place on earth. The wall. There's a full wall dedicated to bottle after bottle after bottle of the best tequila I've ever seen in my life.
No, those are big words, Fred Ronstadt.
They are big words. Yeah. You know, I got to give a little shout out to a dear friend, Ernesto Portillo Sr., media guy,
yes.
Just a long time Tucsonan, well respected. I love this guy. I love his family. And sitting before us is a small glass of Herradura, the Reposado. And Ernesto always used to tell me, Herradura is the tequila drinker's tequila.
Oh, so what a beautiful moment to commence this tequila broadcast.
Absolutely.
Then in honor of Señor Portillo.
Portillo.
And to celebrate the goodness that is the Reposado. Salud.
Provecho. Oh, the sweetness of the agave.
The agave is born. And as we say with the Reposado, it's not aged. It's rested.
It is rested. It is rested.
So I can't imagine doing this broadcast without you. I mean, you said literally, you walk in, there is a wall. There were more than 200 tequilas and mezcals awaiting you. I mean, where do we even begin?
We taped a little thing before the show.
Yeah.
I said, you start at the top. And you work your way down.
And what I love is if you've ever been in one of these old grand libraries and you want to get the book on the top shelf that you can't reach, they have that rolling ladder that moves over the shelves. They have one here at Reforma. So, this is the space that was previously occupied by our good friends at Vivace.
Oh, that's right.
And before that, the Cafe Terracotta. And if you think Vivace, and when you come into these doors – forget everything you know about Vivace. Now, we love Danny and his team,
absolutely.
But this is completely unrecognizable. It is a wholesale transformation.
Absolutely. And even if you don't like tequila, we heard about some of the items on the menu that will just set your taste buds tapping. I think, is that okay to say that?
You know, taste buds often tap on this broadcast. And whenever Chef Patrick Belarchik comes on, taste buds immediately begin to tap. It's almost like a Pavlov's dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
He teased us a little bit about what we're going to be trying here on the show.
Yeah. He walks away going, do you like raw tuna and duck?
I said, you're on the right show. We're going to be talking about authentic Central Mexican cuisine. You know, of course, Tucson, one of the hallmark experiences is this Sonoran style. My good friend Grant Kruger, one of the owners and operators here, had a conversation with me earlier in the week talking about what is authentic Central Mexican cuisine. And I took one look at this menu, and it is a story when it comes to the culinary arts. It's
just
absolutely gorgeous.
You know, it's very interesting because foodies, obviously people listening to the show, understand that – you know, Mexican food is not Rosarita beans.
Right.
And it's very regional.
Yes.
So we are spoiled with the abundance of the Sonoran Desert and the people here and the foods that we enjoy.
Right.
But that's not Mexican food. I mean, you know, true all over Mexico.
Exactly.
So as you travel the country, you will be treated to similar themes, but different tastes and just wonderful representations of those people in those areas.
It's just such a sense of place, as we often talk about on this show.
Absolutely.
And Grant Kruger, you know, he certainly knows his way around Mexico. I mean, he lived there for many years, traveling the different regions, the different countrysides, talking with some of the chefs, you know, from the roadside stands to the great restaurants, and really brings these stories of Central Mexico right here to St. Phillips Plaza. I'm really excited to sit down with Grant and talk about his vision of tequila and mezcal.
Yeah, now, I'm glad the statute of limitations has expired, so, you know, that's why he was in Mexico originally.
Exactly. So you've been busy on the tequila trail yourself. Now, sometimes it's hard to follow you. You know, you're just so darn busy. Are there any discoveries that you've made along the tequila trail on your end?
Gosh, you know, I got to tell you something. I go and visit some local purveyors, Plaza Liquors, the Rum Runner, and those guys are so knowledgeable right. about tequila and all the things they sell. But there's stuff coming out all the time. You know, I go back to the tried and true, the Herradura, right. Alec Partida. There's some Tequila Ocho, which it's interesting. You know, wines have a state. There are state wines where all the wine,
sure.
all the grapes came from one area, one estate. They're starting to do that now with tequilas. They have a state tequilas where all the agave comes from one area, and they've been doing it for a while. And now you have the the super añejos. Where, you know, they're aged for years.
Yeah, quite literally.
And
some of those añejos, you pick up, honeycomb and caramel and
vanilla. Yeah, there's an artistry that's developed over the years where it's not, you know, the three flavors were, you know, the Blanco, Reposado, and añejo. But now they're really, the craft is really showing now. And it's exciting to taste all the different things that they're doing out there with tequilas.
Yeah, when we did our tequila show together about a year or so ago, maybe a couple of years ago, you talked about the harvesting of the agave and these jimadores that work so hard for our
yeah.
enjoyment. And ever since then, I swear to you, Fred, ever since then, whenever I enjoy a fine tequila, I actually have this image, I have this vision of those hardworking men that really, you talk about passion of the craft.
Oh, yeah.
That passion trickles all the way down to the farmers who are really working so hard for our enjoyment. And so that's part of the story, I think, that that a place like Reforma is telling as well.
You know, this is such it's a peasant story.
Yeah, right.
From the beginning days to what it is today. And you go back and you enjoy. You know, when I have the time, I like to get one tequila and try all three, the Blanco, the Reposado, and the Añejo, because right. you get a sense of what those people are doing, how they're crafting it. The Blanco is that's a straight tequila. There's no messing around with that. The Reposado is they've had an opportunity to age it and, you know, use their craft, how they do that. And the Añejo, it just furthers that, the process. And it's really nice to take that journey. But it all started with the agave, with the piñon, and in some clever person saying, let's distill this and find out what happens.
And those are the guys we celebrate today.
That's it.
Anyway, Fred Ronstadt, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, a former Tucson City Councilman and tequila sophisticate. Always a pleasure having you on the show. You talked about a journey. We're going to be taking our own journey through the Reforma story when we come back. And you don't want to miss 1 minute of this exciting broadcast from Reforma, Cocina y Cantina on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our good friend Tom Alfonso, just across the plaza at Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, he's going to share some great, delicious ideas for all the foodies on your Christmas shopping list, and you don't want to miss 1 minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live in this wonderful new place that opens tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Reforma, Cocina y Cantina, in the beautiful St. Phillips Plaza. I'm here with my celebrity co-host, Fred Ronstadt, who is introducing us to a lovely Herradura Reposado.
Oh, yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
It is wonderful.
I love it when it's rested, and I love the story that it came with. And our hat is off to all of the folks here at Reforma who are really introducing some spectacular tequilas and mezcals to those of us. No matter where their palate is on the spectrum, there's got to be something here for everybody.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting because I like the fruitiness of the agave. A lot of people, like we were talking earlier about the mezcals and how smoky they are.
Yeah.
And I love a mezcal with a cigar. But,
absolutely.
But there's a whole range here, and I'm sure they'd be able to find something for everybody.
Oh, for sure. Well, speaking of, and I love these segues because they're unscripted, but speaking about a guy who has literally something for everybody, certainly no stranger to this audience, our good friend from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Brother Tom Alfonso. Tom, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Get that microphone just as close to your mouth as you possibly
can. Good. How are you?
There he is.
Right.
I'm doing great. Well, I mean, this has got to be. I mean, it's always busy season at Alfonso, but this has got to be busy season for you.
It is. It's very busy right now. We've got a lot of great gifts, ideas. People like getting olive oil and balsamic as gifts.
Seriously. I mean, love it.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
You know? And it's perfect for that person that's hard to buy for.
Yeah, exactly. And you can come in, and like, you know, we've told our audience for years, you know, there's something for everybody, from the light, crisp, fresh olive oil to the big, earthy, robust, you know, super like I like.
Exactly.
And everything in between. Mm-hmm. And what I love, especially about this time of year when you're thinking about holiday shopping, is the sort of the difference in sizes. I mean, you can go from literally a stocking stuffer.
Exactly.
To like this behemoth bottle that almost needs its own shelf.
That's right. Yes, you can. You can get a six-pack sampler. 2 ounce bottles, you can get a gifts from $10. I mean, bottles start at $10 and up.
Now, if you want to do a sampler, are they sort of prepackaged, or can you kind of custom make your own gift box?
You get to choose.
Great.
You get to choose the six samples you want to put into the sample pack. So we've got those. We've got olives. We've got tapenades. We have some roasted peppers. And so we've got a little bit for everybody.
Two locations, make sure our audience knows exactly where you are.
We do. We are here in St. Philip's Plaza at Campbell and River, and then our northwest location at Oracle and McGee on the southeast corner.
Yeah, you got to come in and really finish your Christmas shopping right there at Alfonso.
Exactly. And we do have gift certificates. You can buy gift certificates. You can buy them online also, and we do ship. So
that's a pretty big part of the business. I mean, every time I'm in there, it seems like you're taking shipping orders.
Exactly.
Yeah. So alfonsooliveoil.com.
Uh-huh.
All the information.
Right.
Any particular olive oils that are trending right now at Alfonso's?
Right now, the blood orange olive oil seems to be very, very popular, and our garlic olive oil are two popular ones. And the cranberry pear balsamic pairs very nice with the blood orange olive oil. And fig balsamic goes very good with the garlic.
I mean, there's literally countless combinations.
There is.
Pairing the olive oil with the balsamic. Now, what hemisphere are we playing around this time of year? Are we doing
right now? We're still in southern.
Still southern hemisphere.
I'm going to have some California oil next week, and our Spanish oil is at the port in Oakland, but I guess there's a strike or a slowdown, what they call over there.
That's the politically correct term for a strike, Fred. A slowdown.
Yeah, so it's a little hard to get the cargo right out of the port right now.
All right. Well, when I was at Alfonso about 3 or 4 days ago, I saw something that I have never seen before, and it's something called a salt plank or a salt board.
Salt brick.
A salt brick.
Yes.
Now, I know my wife listens to the show. I don't think her Christmas shopping is quite done yet because I have been looked all over the house. I couldn't find my salt brick.
Right.
What is the salt brick?
You can cook on them. So you put it right on your burner. And you heat it up, and you actually would cook your meats on it, fishes on it. They recommend you go ahead and get that thing heated up and actually cook right on it.
And it's straight condensed salt.
Also put it in your freezer to serve sushi on, ice cream on.
It's a great conversation.
So it is. It's
does it pick up the taste of the salt?
You do.
And just that thin sort of film.
Right.
It's not overly salty as you might imagine. And Tom was saying that this thing has a shelf life of quite a long time.
Exactly.
It doesn't break down after 4 or 5 grillings.
No, it doesn't break down. And you can use it on your burner inside the house too, on an electric range or a gas range, or you can use it on your barbecue. So it's they've been selling like hotcakes. We're almost out of them. So if your wife wants one,
okay,
she better.
You know,
it's not his wife. He wants it.
<I know.
laughs> Anyway, yeah.
Right.
So going to Alfonso, Oracle and McGee, River and Campbell. Check out the whole host of fresh, ultra premium, extra virgin olive oils,
correct,
specially aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, and all of the great accessories. You even have olive oil soap.
We do.
I mean, olive oil is a cure for everything, isn't it?
Everything. At Alfonso's, it is.
Great. Again, hit us with your website, Tom.
AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
Great.
And we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And Sunday, the Campbell location is open 9 to 3, and the Oro Valley location is open 11 to 4.
And it's always happy hour at Alfonso.
Always happy
and
hour.
And the tastings are always complimentary.
Exactly.
Taste first.
Taste first,
and
then
buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming.
You've got
That's
it.
What I was telling Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. You know, you better get back to work, Tom. Your customers are wondering where you are.
I ran out of that store.
Way to go. Merry Christmas to you and Nancy and the whole Alfonso
team.
We'll
see you.
We're
going to
take a quick another commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Tales of the Tequila and the Mezcal with owner-operator Grant Kruger. He's actually going to be sitting down and joining us right here live on AM 790 KNSD. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the official epicenter of all things agave in southern Arizona. We are broadcasting live from Reforma Cocina y Cantina in St. Philip's Plaza. Now, listen, they're officially open tomorrow at 11 a.m., so you're going to have to exercise a little patience. Let us tell the story and then get in here when the whole community runs in to experience exactly what Grant Kruger and Steve Stratigoulias have put before you, because they have sort of given you an authentic picture of authentic Central Mexican cuisine. We're going to be talking with Chef Patrick Malarchik here in just a few minutes, but since we are sipping tequila, Fred Ronstadt,
yes, sir.
I thought we would bring the man of the hour here to talk about all things tequila. He is a man certainly that is no stranger to our audience, because he is the vision behind Union Public House, which is conveniently right across the courtyard. Our good friend Grant Kruger. Grant, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. Well, really excited to be here.
You know, let me tell you, how excited are we here to be here, Fred?
When Matt told me that this was a topic, I zoomed my calendar and I was like marking the days.
Well, I got to tell you, Grant, you look great. I mean, people have been following your story here in building this this vision, this salute to Central Mexico, and the magnitude of the change that you brought to bear in that old Vivace space. And now you are scheduling your grand opening tomorrow. And, you know, for Grant Kruger, it's just another day at the office, right, Grant?
That's part of the fun of the restaurant business, right? Well, we're really excited for the opportunity to bring Central Mexican cuisine here to Tucson. We felt that there just wasn't a lot of restaurant concepts that offered a true picture of what Mexico was really like. I have yet to be able to find in all my travels in Mexico a deep-fried burrito the size of my head covered in an enchilada sauce and yellow cheese.
No yellow cheese. Hashtag. And you've spent quite a bit of time in Mexico, working and living and traveling. And
yeah, that's correct. I lived for 10 years in San Carlos, Sonora, Mexico, where we were lucky enough to start the Marina Cantina in the harbor of the lovely Marina San Carlos.
Yeah.
I spent a summer living in Guadalajara as well, too. And that was my first experience getting to go to Tequila, Jalisco, and to tour some of the awesome distilleries at the time down there. We got to spend time at Casa Sauza, you know, one of the first distilleries in Mexico. Porfirio as well, too, which is a brand that's not even available here in the United States that we were able to sample in their heyday when they made some of the best tequilas in the world at the time.
Well, you know, when Fred talked about the vision, he called it Candyland or Disneyland when he first walked in, and he said literally there's an entire wall built of tequilas. I understand, Grant, that there are more than 200 tequilas that you have personally curated for this list. I mean, how did you come up with this list? How did you decide what needed to be there and what could be saved for maybe the next chapter of Reforma?
Well, my partner Steve and I had to personally sample, you know, all of them on there. I mean, it was a very, very difficult and arduous task,
indeed,
of course.
Indeed it was,
but,
Grant.
But our thirst for quality control is unquenched. And so we felt that it was pretty important for us to go through that list and personally hand select a number of these products. There's so many wonderful tequilas out there right now. It's really the golden age, I think, for tequila is right now. Like as the 100% blue agave tequila has become so prevalent. And I think that the United States culture is starting to get it as well, too, and slowly move away from the mixtos, you know, with the added corn sugars and all the colorings and whatnot. The Cuervo Gold of days past that ruined your first college experience.
That was truly the gold standard back you know, in the 80s when I was in college.
Absolutely. The mixto tequilas, or, I mean, those, that was the great stuff. That was the upgraded margarita.
Now, right. Now, you said that Cuervo ruined your first college experience. Cuervo ruined college for me.
Right.
All 6 years. But anyway.
I survived.
Okay. Well, barely, I'm sure.
Yeah, barely.
200 plus tequilas. Is there a particular approach when you're putting, so we've got the silvers, the blancos, the reposados, the añejos, the extra añejos. Is there one particular line across the spectrum that you think you need to be heavy in based on customer demand, or is it just sort of an interesting mix?
I like to do an interesting mix. We've got about 240 distilled agave spirits in total, counting not just tequila, but mezcales, soltoles, and bacanora as well, too. And so we tried to find a balanced mix between them. I'm really excited about mezcal as well, too. I think it's a growing category as well, too. It's far more artisanal than even tequila these days. And when you go to the fine dining restaurants in Mexico City or Guadalajara, the first thing they drop on your table is not the fancy wine list anymore, but it's the mezcal list.
I love it. And you were talking about the authentic way to enjoy mezcal down in Mexico. They bring you a glass of mezcal, and then they bring you an orange segment, right? So you don't think about the lime, an orange. And what interesting little substance is found lovingly sprinkled across the flesh of the orange when you're enjoying that with a mezcal?
That would be sal de gusano, which is an interesting, it's what they call worm salt in English. And it uses the red maguey worm, the dried up crushed bodies of the red maguey worm, and some chilies to add flavor to this salt. And so they pulverize the bodies together in a molcajete and make this wonderfully delicious salt. And it's normally sprinkled across the flesh of a Seville orange or sour orange. And it adds a wonderful flavor characteristic to the mezcal. So you take a little bite of the orange with the worm salt and then sip that mezcal. Scowl slowly.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Just delicious.
Waiter, there's a worm in my salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you offering that experience here to your guests at
Absolutely,
Reforma?
Yes. It took us some time to be able to procure this, of course, but we do, in fact, have authentic Oaxacan worm salt served with our mezcal, and I think that will be a first in Tucson.
I'm sure, you know, service has always been the hallmark experience with, you know, the Grant and Steve sort of corporate attitude there at Union Public House. It's going to manifest right here at Reforma. Your servers are going to be able to sort of intelligently offer some pairing suggestions with different tequilas and mezcals with perhaps some things on the menu?
Absolutely, and we've got some new wonderful tablet PCs as well, too. To help our guests through the experience with over 240 labels, you know, it's taken some time to, of course, train the servers. As that was a pretty rough night, you know, running them through 240 different tequilas.
One of the things I was impressed by when we got our tequila is, and this is how I really know a good bartender, when you ask for a good sipping tequila, they never ask you if you want salt and lime.
That's
never.
Right.
Yep. And those guys are like, well, here it is. No
there
problem.
It is. Enjoy the wonderful notes of
well
the agave.
Trained. Exactly. Well trained.
But it's there for you, and if you want it, everybody has a different way of enjoying, and all those needs are going to be met. We got about another 30 seconds before a news break. Tequila flights as well.
Absolutely. We've got, we're selling all the tequilas by the ounce, which will make the price point a little more affordable to try some of these high-end tequilas. And as well, it makes it legal to serve a few different servings of that size all to the same guest. We've also got a wonderful in-house sangrita as well, too, which is a flavored Seville orange beverage to sip alongside of your tequila. And you can order that as what they would call a banderita, the Mexican flag, which is, of course, fresh-squeezed lime juice, sangrita, and then, of course, your tequila. And that's a very authentic way to experience it.
Great. Quick news break. We're coming back with this conversation. Thanks, Grant.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Central Mexico, right here in Tucson. Reforma Cocina y Cantina in Santa Feliz Plaza. Again, fellow foodies, the restaurant officially opens tomorrow at 11 a.m. Do yourself a favor. Come experience this for yourself. You've heard these great stories about wonderful blancos y reposados y añejos and mezcals.
And worms.
And worms. And Fred Ronstadt. You've heard great stories about Fred. Follow the tequila trail. Fred always has a discovery for you. But anyway, we are here broadcasting live from Reforma, as I said, giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the front of the house to the back of the house and everywhere in between. And talk about, you know, just like the busiest culinary team on the streets. You know, it's a privilege for us to know that these guys will sit down with us for just a few minutes to be part of this story. And it's always a pleasure to welcome back our next guest owner, operator here at Reforma, also one of the brainchilds behind Union Public House. Steve Stratigoulias is back with us. Steve, how is it going, man?
Doing great, man. We're excited for this weekend.
This is huge for you guys and huge for Southern Arizona.
Huge, huge. We're doing something different here with Mexican Culinary. We have a great team in the back, led by Patrick Malarchek. chef, and we're just excited to be able to put this menu out for the Tucsonans, give them a different perspective of Mexican cuisine.
We love it, and we're going to be talking to Chef Patrick Milarczyk here in just a few minutes to help us understand exactly what it is that we mean by authentic central Mexican cuisine, because we're pretty familiar with the Sonoran style, as Grant said, and as Fred said, but we want to really pick Chef's brain about central Mexico on a plate. But let's talk first about Reforma as a space. So as I said a little bit earlier on in the show, if we all remember the Vivace space, and we love Vivace.
We love Vivace.
Love Danny, love everybody, love the whole team. And before that, we love Cafe Terracotta. The Lurias, love them. If you walk into this space and are expecting to walk into a kind of a tweaked Vivace, boy, are you in for a surprise.
There are no signs of Vivace left here.
It's unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable. You know, and we feel blessed to be in this location. You know, the two restaurants that were here before us left because they didn't go out of business, because they grew
right
to bigger and better, and they went up the street. So we are blessed to be in this location. That's how Grant and I have felt from the beginning when this opportunity became available. And we punched out walls, you know, went down to studs and kept going. And we went down to Mexico City, got some great architecture pictures and research, and had a great rep, McLean Builders. We're just
great,
phenomenal to work with.
Great team.
Yeah, they're a great team. They've delivered several great restaurants in Tucson, and working well with us where we're able to put our own influence. And with the tile, you know, the authentic Mexican encaustic tile that we were just in love with in Mexico City, wanted to bring that back, the rich colors, the earth tones. You know, it's Mexico City is such a contemporary modern city where a lot of people, you know, when they would walk in here, are going to be, I think, blown away by the
seriously
by the woodwork, the solid copper bar top, just the finishes. We went authentic. That was the goal.
And the first thing that you see, you talk about these. Masterpiece. The first thing you see when you get to the restaurant, and there is this glorious front door. There's got to be a story behind that door.
There are. Doors are, when we were in Mexico City, we saw these doors 15, 20 feet tall into these, you know, 1700, 1800-year-old buildings that were just amazing. You know, just doors that were 20 feet high and have little 8-foot doors you can enter into these, you know, courtyards for these palaces for, you know, dignitaries from, you know, centuries ago.
Right.
And doors were just, I loved them. I shot so many doors, and a couple of doors that I've shot pictures of are actually featured on the walls of our restaurant.
Oh, that's great. So you knew from day one that if you're going to do this right based on the vision of authenticity, you've got to start with that door.
It's all about the door. Everyone's going to walk through that door, right?
That's right.
Everyone's going to see that door.
And when they walk in, sort of the first thing that you see, Steve Stratigoulias, is, you know, you've got Cocina y Cantina. And the cantina and this wall of tequila that Fred talked about. You are greeted with open arms in this cantina here.
Oh, we love it. It was a focal point for us. Right. When we were in design phase and talking with our builders, we wanted an amazing display for Tucson's largest mezcal or agave distilled products. So we went with black walnut, backlit with mirrors, just showcasing all these beautiful bottles. Some of these are hand-blown. Just the bottles themselves are artful and just masterpieces, and we wanted to show off all the, you know, the history and flavors that the agave has.
And that's what's spectacular about it, as Fred pointed out, is, you know, your inventory is not kept behind a door, and all you're going to see is on a list. It is showcased out in the open for everybody to see. Beautiful.
Our whole back bar just shows and displays tequilas or agave distilled products. There's not another spirit shown on the back. We do offer others, but this is a agave-focused bar.
And you get this wonderful dining room as well, as you're sort of working your way through the space. And then, you know, for private events and special occasions and gatherings, you've got this great private dining room that is just gorgeous.
We have a beautiful private dining room here. We took it off of the union base, and in a union we can do about 35, 40 people. And we've always felt people go, oh, I need 55, I need 60. So we went larger, and I think the space back here is just beautiful. It lays out right for corporate events, birthday parties, retirement parties, you name it. It's well suited for that. We got a 70-inch screen in the back. 70-inch screen.
Show movies.
Yeah, exactly. And then, Steve,
we could have a movie night, tequila and movie night.
I'm in on that.
There you go.
I mean, perfect. Come on.
That'd be great.
Tequila and movies.
I just want to take one step back, because one of the things that people don't get a sense of, if you've not spent time, and you know, beyond Nogales, yes. if you've not spent time yes. in Mexico, you guys have captured the soul of that country. You walk in the door, it's open, the warmth of the people. The space just reflects what Mexico is.
Well, that's the Cantera stone. I think, you know, the Cantera stone just really warms everything up and gives it that welcoming feel
yeah.
that you're talking about.
It's just
about.
A gorgeous experience. Just Thank walking you. In the door is an experience.
Thank you.
And the gorgeous experience moves its way right through to the menu.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Chef Patrick Melargic is here to talk a little bit about a sense of place that Reforma represents when you're thinking about Central Mexico on the plate. He's here to talk about it. Chef, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful day making tortillas and tacos and moles. It's been a great, great experience.
Now, when you say making tortillas, so you're literally making tortillas here at Reforma.
Absolutely. I actually spent about 3.5 hours today making corn tortillas. We start the process the previous night where you cook the dried corn with some calcium hydroxide. It takes off the husk. Then we cool it down. We run it through a grinder. We have a volcanic stone that rotates at like 500 RPMs, grinds it, takes that masa, put it in a tortilla machine, which produces about 700 tortillas an hour. So for the past, you know, day or two, I've just been making tortillas and tortillas and tortillas, and it's just been an amazing experience. Now, you know, something I've never done.
Can't you just cut corners and get away with buying tortillas from some food company? Absolutely not. You go through the energy, you go through the process, because, again, if you're talking about authenticity, you'd better be doing handcrafted tortillas here.
Well, the way I like to look at it is, if I buy a tortilla, how do I know it was made today?
Right.
I mean, they make some great tortillas here in Tucson. I mean, there's tons of shops that produce them. There's lots of places. And I salute them for that because it's not an easy process. However, the only way I can ensure that the tortillas we're serving on a day-to-day basis are made that day is by making them myself or having one of my staff members make them.
That
and
day.
Then every day, if we have leftover tortillas, they become chips for the next day.
Perfect.
And we go through with that, and I've yet to make too many, and I've yet to run out, so knock on wood, but I think we should be good to go.
So give our listeners an idea, Chef, about the culinary approach when you're thinking Central Mexico, again, because we kind of all know what the Sonoran style is, and you know, and Sonoran style has a place for all of us at certain, you know, days and times and periods of season and such, or wherever your personality and your palate takes you. But help us understand exactly what Central Mexico cuisine is like. What's the differences between the two?
I think it's the time and the effort that people put into it. Central Mexican has a lot more richer sauces. They use tons of ingredients. I have a mole on the menu with about 25 items on it that all go into a pot and cook together for hours and hours
in the mole. 25 items in the mole.
In the mole.
And it looks like Steve is pointing to a dish that we're going to be eating in here in a few minutes. And is that a manifestation of what we're talking about?
That is. That is my entree. It's called a pato, which means duck in Spanish.
Beautiful.
So it's a nice slow confit duck leg. It takes about 6.5 hours to cook the duck itself. We submerge it in duck fat, cook it really long so it just falls off the bones. We take the mole I was discussing, place it on the bottom. We take some plantains, which are indigenous to Central Mexico, fry those up. We make a longanisa chorizo from scratch. So we get some pork. We grind it up with, once again, like 15, 20 ingredients, put it into a casing, smoke it, cool it, bring it back up on the grill, serve it with some potatoes and cotija cheese, and it's just an amazing dish.
So it really is about time and effort, and that's what your guests are sort of expecting when they come into a place like this, is they want to know that you are giving your all, and you are being a part of this story that we're talking about. It's about this intention. It's about this passion. Now, it's only an hour show, so I want to remind our listeners, we're going to be doing a trivia question here at some point during the show. I will not ask you to name the 25 ingredients in the mole. You know, if we had a two-hour show, Fred, that would be good. But 25 ingredients in this mole, absolutely exceptional. So we're going to take a little bite of that in a few minutes. But let's talk a little bit about how the menu is put together. So can you come to Reforma? Is there a happy hour sort of approach to the menu? Is there, you know, entrees? Are there small plates? Talk about how the architecture of the menu is put together.
Well, to answer your first question, we absolutely have a happy hour. It's we're going to do it every day from
3 o'clock
to 6 o'clock. We'll be discounting some of what I consider to be our better items. We have some appetizers that will be discounted. We have some tacos that will be discounted, as well as some various drink specials that will come out every day. So
Beautiful. If
you're in to save a couple bucks but you still want some amazing food, come have some tacos, come try some of our Our appetizers, or as you'll see on our menus, antojitos, because we do use some Spanish words on the menu, but there's always going to be English descriptions after that. If you're not fluent in Spanish, you can definitely still work your way through our menu.
That's great. And so you brought out some things for us to try. We have not eaten in, you know, our palates are freshly, our blank canvases.
No, well, they're cleansed by the agave.
They're cleansed by the, you know, you have to hydrate at some point, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah.
No disrespect to Senor Portillo, with the herradura. But yes, our palates are open, and eager, Chef, to have you walk us through some, just a taste, a suggestion of the kinds of things that you have here on the menu. And again, we should remind you, again, we are going to be giving one of our listeners a chance to come to Reforma on Chef and on Steve and on Grant, a gift certificate to come experience Reforma for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question. But let's talk about what you brought out for us to enjoy.
All right, so what I have in front of you, gentlemen, is our tostada de atún. So this is one of our appetizers, our antojitos. What we take is we take some fresh ahi tuna. We chop it up kind of like a tuna tartare, marinate it very lightly in some lime juice and salt.
Beautiful.
We make a chipotle aioli. Now, just to go deeper in that, you can buy chipotles anywhere.
Yeah,
you can see them at the cans in the stores. We don't use those. We buy the chipotle chili itself. We buy a dried chili.
The actual native chili.
The native chili that's the chipotle. And then we make the adobo sauce in-house so that nobody else will get the exact same flavor anywhere else in town of that adobo. And we got as close to central Mexican flavors as we possibly could achieve. And I think we hit it just right on the head.
Seriously,
with that one.
And right, I mean, on the nose from the very beginning, I mean, you've got these wonderful, this almost a symphony of aromas that are coming off of this. You know, you got fresh cilantro, the cabbage, this wonderful sauce that you put in here, the fresh ahi. And again, you've got sort of the spicy little chili sauce here. Now, I don't want to violate protocol, Chef. Is there a way that you attack this deliciousness? I mean, I'm holding a fork. I see that you might not want me to hold a fork. Is there something? I don't want to run out on a guest, but
no,
what's the way to approach this?
If you want to use a fork, go ahead. I mean, I have no problem with fine dining if you want to keep your shirt clean. I myself, I'm a bit of a beast when it comes to eating, so I just pick it up. It's a little bit messy because the tortilla might crack on you, but hey.
I'm following,
you know,
chef's
a nice
orders.
Big mouthful, this would be great. And that spicy sauce you're talking about is actually our salsa buffalo.
Oh, my goodness.
Which came from one of my from the chefs that I work with in the back. It's named after a buffalo sauce here in America that was invented by these Mexican chefs that we found. And it's just amazing. It has a great flavor. It's made with lots of fresh chilies. We use guajillo chilies, arbol chilies, water, salt, and vinegar. And that's really it. Just four ingredients. So unlike everything else that has lots of ingredients, this only has a couple, but the flavors are amazing.
Because you don't want to overthink it. You want to celebrate the simplicity of the ingredients and let them shine.
And this was a dish that we had in Mexico City. Mm. We had it at one of the famous seafood restaurants called Cantromar in Mexico City. And Grant and I just loved it. And we brought pictures back. We talked to Patrick about this specific dish. We said, this has to be on our menu, and he nailed it.
Beautiful. What's it called again, Chef?
Tostada de atún, or a tuna tostada.
Tostada de atún. Fred, you want to talk while I eat?
Yeah, because I would just make a comment. Just listening to you guys, I really hope people appreciate when they come into this restaurant. You're not only giving them an experience of taste, but a sense of culture. Because just in your descriptions of how this food is made, the time it takes, growing up in a Mexican culture here in Tucson with a large family that we have, sometimes it's lost the love and the familial experience of not only eating food together, but the creation of this food and the time it takes, the care, things that you're doing is so indicative of that Mexican culture that I grew up in. And I hope people who come here really get that sense and not only enjoy the food, but enjoy the fact that you guys are lovingly presenting the culture of Mexico.
Beautiful. Well said.
Well said.
Absolutely. Where do we go from there?
It is amazing.
This is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I had a little taste.
Oh,
early.
You did? Oh. Okay. Have some restraint for crying out loud. Okay, what we love about food, we love differences in taste, in texture, in temperature. I mean, there's just so much happening in something. As you said, it's sourced from just a few ingredients, but the way you put them all together makes this shine. So freshness right off the bat is exactly what this is all about. It's got the wonderful crunch of the shell and then the tenderness, the pillowiness of that great fresh tuna. Just beautiful. This is a perfect place to start a culinary experience here at Reforma. Absolutely serious. Okay. We see that second dish. We're going to try that after the commercial break, but this is the time to give away a Reforma gift card. So, Chef, you had an idea for a fun trivia question to ask our listeners. What should we ask our listeners today?
Well, if you're coming to a reformer, you should know a little bit about nixtamal. So if anybody knows anything about nixtamal or what nixtamal is, I assure you it's something that you probably can't get away without trying here at Reforma.
Okay, and you mentioned you have a nixtamal quesadilla.
We have a nixtamal quesadilla on the menu, so that's a hint. And
okay,
a,
great. And we want to know what that means. That's the question. So when we say nixtamal, what are we talking about? What is its meaning? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here, at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Reforma gift card right after they open their doors tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and Fred Ronstadt broadcasting tequila side here at Reforma Cocina y Cantina with our good friend Steve Stratigoulias, owner-operator here at Reforma, and the Honorable Chef Patrick Malarczyk, who is introducing us to a symphony of flavors and stories that represent Central Mexico. And we're beginning our tasting journey with this wonderful fresh tuna starter that is just beautiful. And again, look at our pictures on our Facebook page. You will begin to see the magnitude of the dish. This is a big serving, Fred. I mean,
this is huge.
A huge serving. We got some callers that think they know the answer to the question already. Again, the question of the week is, what do we mean by nixtamal? You know, Chef Patrick Malarczyk talked about nixtamal quesadillas, and we want to know what that word means. And if you think you know the answer to the question, again, 880-KNST, that's 880-5678. And we're going to go to line one and see if Matt knows the answer to the question. Hey, Matt, welcome to On the Menu Live.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Wish you were here, but you got to wait till tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Matt. But anyway, what does nixtamal mean, sir?
I believe it's a sauce that's made out of vegetables and seafood.
A sauce that is made out of vegetables and seafood. Chef, what do you say?
Sorry, Matt, that's not what nixtamal means.
Oh, Matt, so sorry. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We want to know what nixtamal means, and we're going to go to line two and see if Lou knows the answer to the question. Lou, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi. When I make my menudo or tamales, I buy this corn that's been prepared. I don't know if they soak it in lime or some kind of hydraulic fluid or something. I forget what it's called. But then they boil it. And
hydraulic fluid.
And that's what I think makes
that is absolutely. That is absolutely correct, sir. Nixtamal is a process of cooking dried corn using calcium hydroxide or food-grade lime. That removes the outer husk so you can grind it into masa, which we make all of our corn tortillas and chips and our sauces. So,
Lou, I got to tell you, I was thinking that this was going to be a stumper. And the second call, you know what? As I've always said, we've got the most sophisticated listeners of any radio show in Southern Arizona. Lou, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations. Now, Kat back at the studio, she's going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail. So don't hang up. And all I got to say is, man, you are in for a treat when you come to Reforma. Thanks so much. Wow. So did he say he used hydraulic fluid, Fred?
He said or hydraulic
fluid. Or hydraulic fluid, right.
Yeah. Okay. If he didn't have any lime, he'd use hydraulic fluid.
Remind me not to go to Lou's house for dinner tonight. Anyway.
Just so the listeners know, I bought hundreds of pounds of the calcium hydroxide, so we're not be using any hydraulic fluid here to make it.
Absolutely. Let there be no misunderstanding here. No. Anyway, the tasting journey continues. Boy, and Lou, he is going to come here and get to all his friends, and he's jumping up and down. You brought something else out for us to try. Now, we teased it a little bit when we were talking about the 25 ingredients that go into the mole. Like, 24 ingredients isn't enough, Patrick Malarczyk?
You know, we did 24, and it just needed a little bit more. I mean, there are some things that just need 4 ingredients and some things that need 25.
All right, what do we got going on here, Chef?
So this is our duck dish. It's our pato entree. We have both a pato taco and a pato entree. I love the entree. It just has all the flavors I think Mexican food needs. So we have the slow-braised duck, which is cooked in its own fat. We have a fried plantain, some longaniza chorizo, which if you're a fan of chorizo, you have to come try ours because
right
it's just a little bit different than what you pick up at the supermarket or see in Sonoran restaurants. And then we have some fried potatoes and our mole. It's a mole poblano. We have two different moles on the menu, a mole Colorado and a mole poblano. Both are amazing, and this is just a dish that I came up with, I actually passed on to one of my sous chefs and was like, hey, have your crack at it. And he hit it out of the park.
Totally. And I haven't had a bite of it yet, but I'm just looking at the setting, the sort of the artistry of the dish without even having a bite yet. I mean, the sort of the way a dish looks is just as important as the way a dish tastes here. You can obviously tell the artistry that goes with it. Now, again, I'm all about protocol, Chef. You've mentioned this beautiful, the mole, the chorizo. Is there, should I have a little bit on each, on the fork all at one time, or are you suggesting that that might not be the appropriate way to go about it?
No, you try a little bit of everything.
That's
and then try them all separately because all the ingredients go well together, but all separately, they're very good as well.
Yeah, I had a little bit of the chorizo with the mole, and it was perfect. Perfect.
I mean, it's almost, I mean, it's comfort. It's that wonderful, full flavor, a little bit of spice, not too hot, so it's just a suggestion of heat coming off there. The duck is rendered down beautifully, so it swims and kind of hangs out in its jacuzzi of its own fat for a while. And it's not swimming in a bath of mole. I mean, the way you've done it is intentional, but it's just beautiful. It's just a little bit of a blanket there of the mole. You've got some fresh vegetables, some fresh lime here. This is going to be, I can guarantee you, Chef, one of your show-stopping items on this amazing menu. Just beautiful.
Well, I definitely agree with you that I love this dish. However, you've only tried one dish. Come back and try another, Matt, and you'll see that lots of our dishes are showstoppers. You know, I have a great team of chefs back there. I have my chef Eddie, Ben, Yenny, and my baker Travis have all worked really hard with our team of just culinary experts. We've had some really great cooks here in Tucson, and they're all just really performing well and making some amazing food back there.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, make sure that all of our listeners know, again, you're open tomorrow morning starting at 11 o'clock.
11 a.m.
Talk about your hours of operation from tomorrow morning on.
So we'll be open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Wow.
That's
full menu all the way up to 11 o'clock?
Full menu.
I can get this duck at 10 o'clock at night?
Yes, you can.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole host of opportunities for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Website, people that need to know about?
ReformaTucson.com.
ReformaTucson.com. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Facebook. All late-breaking information is available online. What else do we need to know before we have to say goodbye?
Cheers, and we're looking forward to having everyone come out, try the beautiful food that Chef Patrick has been working and slaving over. Slaving is the right word.
Yeah.
He's been working countless hours. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He's got an idea. He writes it down. He's losing sleep over this stuff, so I think we've nailed it. And we're happy to share this with all of Tucson.
Well, you've done a great job. We like it when he doesn't sleep. So whatever it takes to keep Chef Patrick Mlarczyk awake up at night, what does it take to keep him up at night? It's a happy customer base. Anyway, Chef Patrick Mlarczyk, thank you so much for all you do here in this community and for helping us to understand exactly what Central Mexican cuisine is all about. Get ready, man. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning is going to be here before you know it.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt.
Steve, thank you again for everything, man. Always great to see you.
Matt, thank you for doing what you do for this for our town. I think you do a great job, and we're really thankful.
Aw, shucks. It makes a man blush, Fred Ronstadt. Thank you. Always fun hanging out with you. Let's go have some tequila, man.
Yes, sir.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Fred Ronstadt reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
It's on the menu live.
Cheers. We will see you at Reforma tomorrow at 11 a.m. Fellow foodies, you're in for a treat. Take care. Have a great weekend.